And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
On the court, it'll be a basketball game, but off the court, Charlottesville will never be quite the same. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina has a tough task Saturday at Virginia because Tony Bennett's team is well-coached and tenacious, if not overly talented. But you have to wonder what the mood and atmosphere will be in Thomas Jefferson's quaint college town after the two-year ordeal involving a UVA men's lacrosse player who was charged with murdering his on-again, off-again girlfriend, also a Virginia lacrosse star. We remember how Eve Carson's senseless murder cast a pall over Chapel Hill for months, that the life of one of UNC's brightest and best students could be so callously and tragically taken in what we now know is a random act of violence. In many ways, the Virginia lacrosse case is even worse, because so many people had seen so many signs of trouble between George Ughley V and Yardley Love. Lawyers in the case have referred to the privileged private school athletes living in a lacrosse ghetto where binge drinking and wild partying abounded. Will the basketball crowd greeting the Tar Heels be angry or spent over the trial, which may have ended by the weekend? The jury began deliberation on Wednesday, but whatever it decides will never erase the scar that has torn the town apart. A violent crime committed during what was supposed to be a celebratory time at the end of a championship lacrosse season and on the eve of graduation 2010. The teammates of the accused killer and the helpless victim are not innocent either, as they all watch their relationship escalate from romance to raunchy behavior and to eventually alcohol-infused anger that turned fatal. This is supposed to be college, one of America's finest, with kids playing a sport for fun on the way to inheriting the silver spoon life fed to them by their families. How do they not know how lucky they are, or were? How can even their parents be so out of control that fathers and sons were drinking together on the golf course the morning and afternoon of Yardley's death in her apartment? Just as our team might have not wanted to play its next game after UNC lost Eve, the Cavaliers will put all that aside and try to win something that in the grand scheme of life has been proven to mean very little. This is Art Chansky. See ya.